नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
That was very nice, but I think not everyone was chanting. So this time we want everyone to chant. Plenty of bhakti, enthusiasm.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Ramanandri. All right. My disciple Vasudev Datta Das Brahmachari speaks very nice Tamil, so I'm told. So you please excuse me for not speaking your language. But what the subject of what we have to speak, that transcends all languages. We have to speak on essential knowledge for every human being. Give this. This sadhu has just come to arrange he gets a seat. This knowledge is actually not only for every human being, but for every living being. Yeah. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Mamai vangsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanaha. Every living being is eternally a part and parcel of Krishna. The Bhagavad Gita is a treatise of knowledge. Vellore is a famous place for education. But the knowledge that is given in Bhagavad Gita is much more important than any knowledge that is taught at the Vellore Institute of Technology or other colleges here. In all the schools and colleges and universities of the world is given knowledge which we can apply in our life so that we can earn money. And earning money is important, but its importance is overly stressed because in the modern economic system money is required. Actually, in previous ages, most people did not need money. People would live simply and grow their own food and make their own clothing. They didn't need to earn money. But modern life is very complex, and people live in big cities, and food is brought in every day. And in this complex society, people, they have to learn so many things, they have to study for so many years, to earn money so that they can buy some food. So all this knowledge that one studies many years is just to get money, to get food, and food maintains the body. But as Bhagavad Gita teaches us, the body is sure to die. Jatasya hi dhruvam mrityu. Everyone who is born has got to die. So we may think, well, we already know that. But then what happens after that? What happens after death? VIT will not teach you that. There's no university in the world that can give us clear knowledge of what happens after death. This knowledge is given in Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita was spoken by Krishna to Arjuna. Arjuna was confused and suffering. Krishna gave Arjuna the knowledge by which Arjuna could become free from suffering. Krishna told Arjuna, janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha doshanudarshanam. One should always observe that in this material world there are the miseries of birth, death, old age and disease. Bhagavad Gita gives us the knowledge, Krishna gives us the knowledge by which we can become free from repeated birth, death, old age and disease. Now we may say, well, this is Hindu religious belief. But no, this is knowledge. Knowledge means what is a fact. So in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Sri Krishna presents knowledge in a manner that we can understand it. He explains spiritual knowledge in a scientific, logical way that everyone can understand. When we say spiritual knowledge, then the first thing we have to understand, what is meant by spiritual? Spiritual knowledge means that which is not material. I think you just heard these verses explained from Bhagavad Gita. Bhumirapa nalobayo kangmano buddhire vacha ahankara itiyame bhina prakriti ashtadha apareyamitastranyang prakritim vidime param jiva bhutang mahabaho yayedam dharyate jagat. You can explain. So there is material substance, both gross, the sthulamana, the gross material substance is earth, water, fire, air, and ether is also considered gross, although it's the most subtle of the gross elements. Then man, buddhi, ahanka, mind, intelligence, and ego, that is the subtle material elements. But separate from all of this is the spiritual element, the jiva, the living being. How can we recognize the presence of the jiva? This Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita. Dehino smin yatha dehe kaumarang yovanang jara tata dehantara praptihi. We see that a child is born. And then the child, day by day, starts to grow. Sometimes, when a child is born, it does not grow. The body does not grow. The child is still born, dead. The child has grown for 9 months in the womb, but during delivery or birth, the child dies. And then the body obviously does not grow. Now, if you take a living baby and a stillborn baby, the chemical composition of both of them is the same. Atheists, they say that the body or living being, human being, is just a combination of chemicals. This is a modern scientific theory. According to modern scientific theory, originally there was nothing, absolutely nothing. And then somehow or other, which is not explained, nothing exploded. And from the explosion of nothing came everything. From the explosion of nothing came everything. And if you ask, well, can you scientifically explain that? They say it's a singularity, which explains nothing. They say singularity means it's something unique. That doesn't explain it. It doesn't make any sense to say that from nothing came everything. What they are saying, in effect, is that it's inconceivable. We are devotees of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, inspiring devotees. On the authority of Bhagavad Gita and all Shastra, we say that Krishna has created all the material universes by His achintya shakti, his inconceivable potencies. And the scientists say it happened by a singularity, which if it's just a different way of saying that it's inconceivable. So they have no explanation. We have an explanation that everything is made possible by Krishna. So according to these so-called scientists, everything came into existence by chance, and then by chance it all formed into the universe, the different planets, and the laws of science just came into being by chance, and you and me are here today by chance. That's what the scientists say. But Bhagavad Gita explains in concisely, and other shastras explain in detail, that it's not chance, everything is going on under the control of Krishna. Mayadhyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam hetunanena kaunteya jagadviparivartate. So the scientists say that everything has come into being by chance. And Krishna says it's all come into being by my design. So which is a better theory? Now if we say that this, what's this called, Ranga Hall?
Rangalaya.
Rangalaya has come into being by chance. Will you believe me? There was an empty plot on the side of the road. There's an empty plot on the side of the road. And then one day, by chance, this whole building appeared. Bricks came flying through the air. Without any architect or any design, each brick fell on top of each other. And then by chance, some paint came flying through the air also. And then by chance, some electric line and some fans, they all came, just by chance. And by chance, in the registrar's office, at the same time, one piece of paper saying that this belongs to the such and such a family, that also just arrived there, just by chance. Will anyone believe? Even a child will not believe. But the whole universe is millions, billions, trillions, zillions of times more complex than this Rangalaya. But if you want to be known as a first-class scientist, or even an ordinary scientist, you have to say that the universe came into being by chance. So now we're giving a science lesson from Bhagavad Gita, that nothing has come into being by chance. Everything is going on under the direction of Krishna. So you use your own intelligence and decide which is better science. If you want to study in VIT, how much will it cost for one course? How many lakhs of rupees? 6.5 lakhs is the average cost for a course in VIT. So for 6.5 lakhs, after studying at VIT for 4 years, you can come out completely convinced that the whole universe has come into being by chance, which is nonsense. And they will teach you how to say all complicated words which no one can understand. And then they'll think, oh, very intelligent, very highly advanced science. Or you can take Bhagavad Gita as it is for 200 rupees and you study one verse. Mayadhyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam hetunanena kaunteya jagadviparivartate. Everything has come into being by the direction of Krishna. And you will be a much better scientist. You might not get a job in an engineering company, but you will get free from birth and death. So, back to that example. A stillborn baby and a regular live baby. What is the difference? If the baby is only chemicals, then the baby that is born dead, you inject some chemicals to make it grow. If you're a scientist and you're so sure that the human being is only chemicals, then you take one stillborn baby and inject the chemicals to make it come alive. But they cannot do it. Therefore we should conclude that they are simply bluffing. So in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains that the child's body grows to be a youthful body. The youthful body grows to be an old body. And an old body becomes a dead body. What is happening here? The child, little baby, that grows to become a young man. The body is changing. The mind is changing. The person remains the same. According to medical science, within 7 years, every atom within the body is replaced. So chemically speaking, after 7 years, the child should be a different person to the one that was just born. If we say that the human being is just chemicals, then after 7 years, we are all different people. But it's not that on the seventh birthday, the mother says, oh, you're not my baby anymore. You're not my child anymore. The person stays the same even though the chemicals are changing. This means that the person, the living being, is different from the chemicals. This is why Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita that when the body dies, the person does not die. Because the body from the very beginning is different from the person. The person is the soul. You and I, we are all eternal living beings. We are all suffering birth, death, and old age and disease repeatedly, birth after birth. We can get free from this position of suffering by understanding the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna teaches, Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji mang namaskaru mame vaishasi satyam te pratijane priyosime. We are not meant for suffering in this material world. We are meant for eternal, blissful life. We can attain that simply by accepting the fact that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this material world, we are trying to be happy independently of Krishna. If we simply accept that we are meant for serving Krishna, then our happy life begins. Practically, we can see how people, when they take to Krishna bhakti, they become happy. You can speak with any of our devotees who are seriously practicing Krishna consciousness. You'll see they're all very happy. Now, how are the devotees of Krishna happy? We don't eat meat or fish or eggs. We don't go to movies. We don't drink or smoke. People will say, well, how can you be happy? We are happy because we don't do these things and because our consciousness is fixed on Krishna. People are trying to be happy, but in the wrong way. By forgetting Krishna, by eating meat and smoking and all these things, our consciousness becomes more and more polluted. And we can never be happy if our consciousness is polluted. Polluted consciousness means full of kaam, krodh, lobha. But devotees of Krishna are very happy. Because we are worshipping Krishna, and Krishna is very happy. Devotees of Krishna are always singing the names of Krishna. They like to discuss about Krishna. They like to tell others about Krishna. This is actual happy life. So we are not just talking about being happy in the future, but right now in your present life, you can be fully happy by taking to Krishna consciousness.
Yep.
This is practical. It doesn't matter who we are or what we are. This is not just for Brahmins, or Hindus, or Indians. Krishna bhakti is for every jiva. Everyone in any condition can take to Krishna Bhakti. Most of the people taking to Krishna Bhakti in the Western countries come from a very sinful background. Of course, nowadays, unfortunately in India, most people are eating meat. But at least people have some idea, actually this isn't very good. But in the Western countries, there's no idea that meat eating is not good. They have slaughterhouses killing thousands and thousands of cows every day, and people think this is very good. So people have no idea of what is dharma. And there is so much what we call material advancement, so-called material advancement. But people are not happy. And therefore we find more and more there are incidents of shooting, killing someone for no reason, just kills 20 people, 20 children. Because the endeavor to be happy by materialism will never work. Any attempt to be happy without serving Krishna, it will definitely be a failure. We can build a 100-story high building. We can have highways, you'll see in America, 12-lane highways. Now it's newly made the Chennai-Bangalore Road, super highway, 4 lanes. But in America, 6 minimum, 8 lanes, 10 lanes, 12 lanes. But people are not happy. We see here also, VIT, supposed to be very advanced technical institute. And practically they are encouraging the boys and girls who go there to indulge in illicit sex. But they are not happy. So therefore, people should take to this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna consciousness, and learn how to lead a pure life by which we can be happy now and attain eternal life in the spiritual world. Actual happiness is not deha sukha or indriya sukha, but is atma sukha. That happiness comes from Krishna bhakti. Krishna bhakti is very easy to perform. Shravanam, kirtanam, Vishnu smaranam, pada sevanam, archanam, vandanam, dasyam, sakyam, atmanivedanam. These are the 9 main processes of bhakti. So it's very easy. Kirtan means to chant the names of Krishna. It's very easy. We all just said at the beginning of the lecture, we can say again now the Maha Mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, did anyone find any difficulty? Any difficulty? No difficulty. Is everyone very happy by chanting? Rumba Santosha. So you don't, for Krishna bhakti, you don't have to leave your family and your everything. You can do at home. You don't have to do any difficult austerities. You just chant Hare Krishna. You study Bhagavad Gita as it is. You will be happy. You will be enlightened. Your life will be better in all respects. This is the path of Bhagavad Gita. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
If anyone has any question about this, how will they answer? They have a spare mic.
Mun vandu kelvi kekkalam.
Can you please raise your hand and we'll bring the microphone to you.
What are the benefits people will get by chanting this Hare Krishna Rama?
The main benefit is that we revive our dormant Krishna consciousness. We get free from birth and death. Is there any medicine that can free you from death? You can go to the Velo Christian Hospital?
Yes, CSI, no? CMC.
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 And ask them for some medicine that will free you from death. Is there any operation they can do to free you from death? You go there, tell them, you give me one operation. I'll give you 10 crore rupees. You give me one operation that will free me from death. They cannot do it. You come to us, we'll tell you to chant Hare Krishna. You don't have to pay us anything. And we'll give you prasadam also. Tyagdva dehang punarajanma naiti mameti sorjuna. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that those who understand me properly, after leaving this body, they go to live with me forever. Devotees do not die. The non-devotees, they leave the body in great fear. The Yamadutas come and take them. But devotees, Krishna takes them. They have no pain, no suffering, no fear. Devotees, they serve Krishna in this life, and they leave this body to go to Vaikuntha to serve Krishna there. These are the benefits of chanting Hare Krishna.
Hare Rama, Hare Krishna. Sir, if a Bhagavad Gita, Krishna Paramatma Sallirkare, Anitum Nane Ane Nabirkare. So, இந்த அனைத்தும் நானே ஆனேன்னு என்ன, எப்படி இந்த பிரபஞ்சம் உருவானது அப்படின்றது அது புரியாத இதுவா இருக்கு. அதை பத்தி கொஞ்சம் தெளிவா சொல்ல முடியுமா? எதுக்காக உருவாக்கப்பட்டது, எதுக்காக நாம இங்க இருக்கிறோம் அப்படின்றது, மரணம் மறுபடியும் தழுவுறோம், இதெல்லாம் எதுக்காக நடக்குது, ஏன் அப்படின்றது.
In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I am everything. So, then why this material world was created? What is the purpose of creating something if everything is Krishna?
Which verse are you referring to? Well, that's why we give Bhagavad Gita as it is. We want to know what Krishna says, not what someone else says. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Mayata tamidam sarvam jagada vyakta murtina matsthani sarvabhutani nachahang teshvavastitaha. Now, that's already been explained that there is Krishna's separated energy in 8 categories. Bhumirapo nalo vayo kangmano bhuti revacha ahankara iti angme vina prakriti rashtadha. So this material world is created from Krishna's shakti. Krishna is shaktiman. So in one sense the shakti and the shaktiman are non-different. So in one sense, yes, Krishna is everything, but there is difference also. So there is sameness and difference. It's very important to understand this distinction. Mostly people explain Bhagavad Gita as saying that, well, everything is God. But and in one sense that's true. But unless we understand that how everything is also different from God, then our understanding is a misunderstanding. I am not Bhagavan. You are not Bhagavan. This microphone is not Bhagavan. At the same time, nothing is separate from Bhagavan because nothing can exist without him. So this is the essential point to understand. Persons who explain that everything is Bhagavan without explaining how everything is also different from him, they're actually very irresponsible and misteaching people, misguiding people. So you please study Bhagavad Gita as it is to get a clear understanding. That is the addition you can show this. And you will get answers to all these questions from this. What is this world? How Krishna has created it? Why he has created it? Everything is there. So should we have more kirtan then? We can do more. Oh, we should also announce that now this...
Hello.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming on. Already announced?
Announced. Again we can announce.
Okay. Another question is there?
Yes. Okay. We chant Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And he says, when he goes, he chants Om Namo Narayana, like that, different mantras. So, what is difference between chanting those mantras and chanting Hare Krishna?
What was that about Mata, Pita and all that?
He just said that and he didn't relate anything.
No, Om Namo Narayana, that of course is also very good. That's all the name of Bhagavan, Vishnu, Hari. So you please do that. We are recommending the Hare Krishna mantra, that is known as the Maha mantra. Om Namo Narayanaya, that is offering respect to Narayana. The Hare Krishna mantra, that's at a higher level of bhakti. Because it's not only offering respect, but it's a prayer for service. So to offer respect is very good, but to offer oneself, please engage me in your service, that is a higher stage. Bhakti means kainkarya.
Bhakti.
Sevai.
Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh, there are various group of us, Babas and Yogis, who tell that, some group tell that Krishna is the Godhead, some group tell that Shiva is the Godhead. And there are various evidences, various Shiva Purans and various Vishnu Purans are there, who give evidences that Shiva is the important Godhead, and some evidences say that Krishna is the Godhead. So whom to follow in that case?
Well, as long as you think this is Hindu religion, you cannot understand anything about the actual nature of Bhagavan. If you think that Shiva and Krishna are Hindu gods, then even without knowing it yourself, it's practically a statement of atheism. Because if you think that there are certain gods that Hindus believe in and Muslims believe in, some other God, then you don't know who God is. God is independent of all these ideas of Christianity, Hinduism, and so on. Krishna is not a Hindu God. There's no such thing, actually, as a Hindu God. The whole idea that there's a Hindu God is an imagination of people who imagine themselves to be Hindus. But there is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is supreme for everyone. Whether they recognize it or not, whether they call themselves Hindus or Muslims or atheists or whatever. So religion on the basis of belief is not much better than fairy stories. Therefore we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as Krishna presented it, as knowledge. Knowledge is independent, actual facts are independent of belief. For instance, it is not a Hindu belief that this is a microphone. Whether or not you believe it, there's a microphone here. The fact is independent of whatever you or I may believe. So, Shastra gives us knowledge of that which we cannot immediately ascertain by our senses. With a little intelligence, we can understand that this world is intelligently controlled. It is a much more intelligent proposition to accept that there is intelligent control of this world than to think that everything is simply going on by chance. And Shastra gives us knowledge of who are the controllers and how they control. And that there is one supreme controller. Now, in different shastras, who the supreme is may be stated to be different. So this may seem to be confusing. Well, that's why we can't understand this science of Godhead simply by reading books. The subject matter is too complex to understand only by reading books. One cannot understand calculus just by reading books. At least in the beginning, it has to be explained to you what these different symbols mean. One cannot become a doctor simply by reading books. If someone says that, I am a heart surgeon, I will do an operation. You have a heart problem, I'll give you an operation. I am a heart surgeon. What kind of heart surgeon? I read in a book. No one will accept. So this is the understanding. That yes, in some places in Shastra it's stated that Shiva is supreme. That is true, but not the full truth. It is true within a certain context. With this material world is produced by Durga, who is the wife of Shiva. So the supreme in the material sphere is Shiva. So for people who do not have developed spiritual understanding, whose consciousness is within the material sphere, for them it is true that Shiva is supreme. That is not the ultimate spiritual fact, but it helps people at that level to accept that there is someone superior to me who I should worship. Just like the child, the young child, they cannot understand that in New Delhi there is a president and a prime minister. In Chennai there is a chief minister. In the beginning the children learn to respect their parents, their grandparents. And gradually as their understanding increases, they learn about the chief minister, prime minister. So for people whose consciousness does not go beyond the material sphere, they will see Shiva as supreme. And there are shastras which explain like that. And in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, what is that? Yang yang, what is that? Yo yo yang yang tanung bhakta shraddhaya chita nichati. Tasya tasya chalang shraddham tam eva dadadham yaham. So, because people are in a certain level of consciousness, they have to develop at that level. So there may come a point where you think, well, you see, Shiva is always in meditation. So if he's meditating, that means he's meditating on something, some principle or some person that is higher than him. Then you have to inquire more. Just like Durga, Parvati, she inquired from Lord Shiva. She's his wife, so she approaches him for spiritual knowledge. The women are supposed to learn spiritual knowledge from their pati guru, their husband guru. So Durga, she asked Shiva that I see so many different kinds of puja, aradhana, which is supreme. People worship you, Shiva. They worship Vishnu, they worship Agni, Chandra, Indra, Vayu, they worship me. Which method is supreme? And Shiva answered, you can say the verse.
Aradhanam sarvesham Vishnur aradhanam.
Aradhanam param.
Aradhanam param.
Of all the methods of worship, Vishnu aradhana is supreme. Then he said something else. Tasmat parattaram devi tadiyanam samarchanam. But even better is to worship the devotees of Vishnu. So this is your answer. I see the followers of Ramanuja, they are appreciating this very much.
This is
absolutely Ramanuja's teaching. Vishnu is supreme, but if there's anything higher, that is worship of the bhaktas. So all the ladies, just like Durga, she asked questions on spiritual knowledge from her husband. So all the ladies should ask their husband all these spiritual questions. And if he can't answer, then the ladies should tell him that you go to the Hare Krishna temple, you learn properly, then you come back and teach me. You see, the They are looking for the husband. In the advertisements come in the newspaper. Should be highly educated, earning at least 50,000 rupees a month. Kalainoba. Kalainoba. You don't see the advert. They know. In the Iyengars, they say Kalainoba in the advert.
Oh, Kalai. Oh.
Kalainoba. Main thing, Kalainoba, but they should earn at least 50,000 rupees a month. But they should also put, must be able to explain to me who is Bhagawan and how to get free from birth and death. So all the girls, if there's a proposal for them, that here's a very good boy, very good family, earning lots of money, but they should say no. If he cannot explain Bhagavad Gita as it is to me, I don't want to marry. So, everyone satisfied? Santosham? Oh, now one lady has a question. This one lady, you can give the mic here.
Mic.
Ah, yes, you can see there.
She's thanking for... she's happy by participating today in the function. She's a cancer patient. The doctors also told her that they can't do anything. They are not God and she has to be dependent on God. And the same thing you told today, that doctors cannot help you from death. Only God can save. So she's happy with those points.
Uh-huh. Actually, you're very lucky. Because most people go through life forgetting that they have to die. But now that Krishna has very kindly come to you in the form of cancer, you can prepare yourself that you will never get born again. Most people don't take bhakti seriously. They think, I'll do it later. I have more important things to do now. But if Krishna kindly comes to you in the form of cancer, then you can take up chanting very seriously. With so much pain and inconvenience, you can know that this material world is simply a place of suffering. So now you take up Krishna Bhakti fully, very seriously. And don't come back again to this world. Make this your last birth. Yeah. This lady who said she could please contact our devotees for some practical guidance in how to take up bhakti sadhana.
Today's youngsters are enamored by cell phone, laptop. Today's youngsters, young generation, they are bewildered. They are just enamored by cell phone, laptops, like all electronic gadgets. What is the way to direct them, divert them towards Krishna bhakti?
Well, there's also preaching of Krishna consciousness via the internet. So that can attract their attention. And if they can join in kirtan, they'll find that this is actual atma sukh, actual pleasure for the soul. However much you go on the internet and laptop, iPod, all this kind of thing, there's no pleasure there. There's actual pleasure in Hari Kirtan. So actually many young people are taking pleasure in Hari Kirtan. In fact, there are some students from VIT here who are taking pleasure in Krishna Bhakti. This is the answer. Krishna consciousness is very simple and very natural and very pleasing to the soul. To bring people who are completely absorbed in all these things to Krishna Bhakti, we may have to preach through that medium. For instance, this lecture which is going on now, it's not only being watched by all of you here, but it's being broadcast on the internet throughout the world. So we can use that all these media to bring people to Krishna Bhakti. You please join us in practicing and preaching Krishna Bhakti. By the influence of Kali Yuga, everything is getting worse day by day. The only way to rectify this situation is by promoting this Krishna consciousness movement. So please join us and help us in this regard.
We are really happy to attend this holy lecture.
Hare Krishna.
And one simple question. Do you find any difference between the philosophy of Ramanuja with that of Iskand Rasa?
Do we find any difference between the philosophy of Ramanuja philosophy and Iskand philosophy?
No,
just one thing I'd like to say. This is not really ISKCON philosophy. ISKCON is the name of an organization, but this is Gauriya Vaishnav Sampradaya. So technically speaking, Sri Ramanuja's philosophy is known as Vishishtadvaita.
And
technically speaking, Gauriya philosophy is Achinta Bheda Bheda Darshan. And in essence, it's the same. In details, there are some differences. But those differences are not important. We bow our heads at the lotus feet of Sri Ramanuja and all his followers. And we beg for their blessings and their helping us in spreading this Krishna Bhakti as given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At the present time, the process given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we find that is very accessible to people, very easy for them to take up. Most people in the modern age, they have neither the time nor the interest, nor the purity, nor the knowledge to perform complex puja. So this chanting Hare Krishna is easy for everyone. And same result is there. Thank you very much for honoring our program.
Namaste.
Coming here today.
Hare
Krishna. And we are very thankful that you are maintaining this culture. Despite so much bad propaganda, some people have made the propaganda that those who are wearing the Vaishnav Tilak, the Sri Pundra, that is very inauspicious. But not caring for all their atheistic and demoniac propaganda, you have retained this. So shall we have kirtan and finish now? So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, we can say in brief, very briefly, the essence. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. That happiness is spiritual happiness. So please join with us in the spiritual happiness of chanting Hare Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would also dance in spiritual ecstasy. So you can also join us.
Announce.
Oh, books, yeah. Did you announce all the books?
No, I announced it for Bhagavad Gita. Okay.